Today, on the front page of one of Canada's major newspapers, the biggest headline story says China has snubbed Canada's Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, by canceling a planned meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao. To look at how serious this might be, I'm joined by my colleague Wojtek Wjazda. Hi, Wojtek.
Hi, Mark.
You were intrigued by this story. First of all, what happened? What's the background?
Well, according to the Globe and Mail newspaper article, the Chinese requested a meeting between the Chinese president and Prime Minister Harper before the APEC summit meeting in Vietnam this week.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Minister accepted, and then the meeting was canceled. This would have been the first major meeting between the two. But some of the Canada-Chinese experts I talked to downplay the importance of the cancellation. One China-Canada expert, political scientist Charles Burton, he is a former counselor in the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. And when I talked to him, he suggested the cancellation may be connected to an issue our prime minister wanted to raise at the meeting. But at the same time, Professor Burton downplayed the importance of the cancellation.
It seems that Mr. Harper wanted to raise a consular case of Hussein-Hassan Salil. He has previously stated in interviews with the Chinese media that he regards this consular case of a Canadian who's currently imprisoned in Urumqi in China as a priority in our relations. And I think it's likely that Mr. Hu would not be keen to discuss this case. And also, there aren't a lot of pressing issues in Canada-China relations to make substantive content for the meeting, because the lower levels of the bureaucracy have not been discussing new initiatives because the new government has not fully articulated our China policy yet. And so without things that have been discussed at the lower levels, there's not a lot for the senior leaders to discuss. So it would have been mostly a symbolic meeting rather than a substantive one if it had taken place.
Now, despite that, Professor Burton is disappointed that the meeting was not held.
Certainly I'm disappointed because as a Canadian who specializes in relations with China, I do think it's very important for Canada to be very proactive in this area. But there are difficulties in terms of the civil service and the existing policies and how to get people who had previously been committed to the Liberal government's policies to become fully online with a new policy orientation. And then there are also issues of consensus within the Conservative Party and other elements in what we should be doing about China. And so I can see that this does take time, and it's a very complex issue, and the current leaders in our government have not previously had a lot of strong foreign affairs experience, and neither Mr. Harper nor Mr. McKay have got strong foreign policy backgrounds, so it takes time for them to come to terms with the situation.
Well, Professor Burton raises an important point. Also, the Conservative government has only been in power since January, and they are in a minority situation in government with less than half the seats in the House of Commons.
That's right, and they not only have to move carefully so that they're not defeated by the opposition parties, but as Professor Burton told me, they have to work out the differences in their own party between those people who want to be hard on China and human rights and those who might be more pragmatic because of the issue of trade with China.
And that's the big issue. So what about business? You talked to the president of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, Nancy Hughes Anthony, about this. How did she react?
Well, understandably, since she didn't know why the Chinese canceled, she was hesitant to call the cancellation of the meeting a snub. But she, like Professor Burton, was disappointed by the cancellation.
I am disappointed, though, that the meeting is not taking place for whatever reason. I think Canada has so much to gain from reinforcing our relationship at the top, if you will, between our leaders. And it's of a significant help in terms of trade and business relations to have the Prime Minister on good terms with the Chinese leadership.
Okay, did you get an idea of how important Canada's trade relationship is with China?
Well, by far, the trade with the United States is the most important for Canada, but clearly for Canadian business, the potential of China, or India for that matter, is hugely important for Canadian business.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to China, there's always the question of human rights, and for some Canadians, that should outweigh trade goals. But for Nancy Hughes Anthony, the president of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, human rights can be improved by trade.
Our focus is on trade, and we firmly believe, and we've seen it around the world, that active and constructive engagement with countries on trade and commercial issues does lead in improvements in transparency and democracy and those kinds of things. So, you know, some would say, oh, China's doing bad things in human rights, we should turn our backs and walk away. I don't think that that is the way to influence China's policies. I think constructive engagement is a much better course of action, and we've seen that take place in other parts of the world.
Now, China expert Charles Burton thinks it's important that Canada be very transparent in its concerns about human rights, and this former Canadian diplomat to China thinks the Chinese are capable of dealing with political and trade issues separately.
I don't think that there is a direct relationship between trade and human rights, and I don't think that the Chinese side take the human rights priority of Canada as seriously as we do. But in any event, when it comes down to the bottom line, the Chinese government is not going to sacrifice their economic interests because the Canadian side is being frank with them about our concerns that China is not fully implementing its obligations to the United Nations Human Rights Conventions. In other words, they always want to get the best product and the best service at the best price from wherever it comes. And so I think it's possible for Canada to engage effectively with China on human rights and still have a healthy economic relationship.
Hmm. So Professor Burton said earlier that they haven't really formed a China policy in this new government. Is there any idea of when that may come around, when they may develop that policy?
Well, in his opinion, it could come as soon as in the next few weeks, so we'll see.
All right. Listen, thank you very much, Wojtek.
Pleasure.
Interesting story. Was our Prime Minister snubbed or not? It's all international politics. Well, let's get away from politics and into some music. Here's a young Canadian who has found fame inside Canada, in fact, pretty much around the world. This is Avril Lavigne. Here's the mega hit, Complicated.